Lawson here with Steve Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual series. And in this particular clip, Jean Chatzky from NBC's Today Show and also HerMoney.com. Go there and check it out. Really good resource for financial information there as well. But in this particular clip, Jean Chatzky, who is the host of the Think series as well, talks about personalization. And that's the theme of this today's event as well. And so she talks about what companies out there are doing personalization really well. And she used Netflix, Stitch Fix, and Roblox, something that is quite prevalent in our house, Roblox 24/7 here. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. But enjoy this clip from Jean Chatzky as she talks about these companies that are doing personalization really well and that creators should check out.
So who is doing personalization well and what can we learn from them? Well, to find that out, it might be helpful to look at some examples from outside the personal the financial services space. These case studies show how the process of personalization is embedded into these organizations and also indicate where things might be headed. First off, let's take a look at television. Seriously. On-demand digital streaming is now a preferred entertainment platform for over a billion subscribers worldwide. So it is a big influence on what we see and what we expect to get from digital interfaces. In the old days, which some of you, like me, might still remember, when you sat down to watch TV, the question used to be, what's on? Now, if you're watching Netflix, you know that first question that comes up is, who's watching? For years, Netflix has been a point of reference in the art and science of personalization. Their segmentation process applies data from a wide variety of touch points to deliver viewers personalized viewing choices. That's why what's on depends on who's watching. Netflix invests heavily in machine learning to continually optimize this personalized viewing experience too. In fact, at many companies with data-driven cultures like the one at Netflix, machine learning informs all parts of the business. That begins with the development and production of their original movies and TV shows. It follows with the curation of content based on data insights that Netflix serves up, and it ends with Netflix asking whether viewers like the shows they just streamed, good or bad. Today, Netflix reports that viewers discover more than 80% of the shows they watched through Netflix recommendation. And so the bottom line is that data drives every action and every investment that they make. According to the company, the executive decision that they made 3 years ago to invest billions in original programming was a 100% data-driven choice. Why? Because the data showed that audiences have a significant preference for Netflix originals. So last fall, if you were surprised to find yourself obsessively binge-watching the unlikely story of that little girl who loses her single mom in 1960s Kentucky and then goes on to become an international chess master, well, the people at Netflix, they were not surprised at all. They knew there was an audience for The Queen's Gambit and other original shows because the data led them there. The successful and growing online clothes retailer Stitch Fix is another good example of what's now possible when a data-driven culture gets personal. Rethinking how people buy clothes online, Katrina Lake founded Stitch Fix about 10 years ago with what she calls a simple business model that combined technology with the personal touch of what the Stitch Fix website calls seasoned style experts. In other words, data science combined with a human touch to shape the personalized clothes shopping experience that this company offers. Well, today, Stitch Fix has a market cap of over $6 billion with more than 4 million active clients. When you first visit the Stitch Fix site, you're invited to take a little quiz, and it provides basic data about your sizing, your price range, your overall style preferences. That's your fashion needs. And then a stylist works with the Stitch Fix algorithm to find options for you. Clothes are selected by the stylist, they're shipped to your home, and you can then buy what you want and send back the rest. Of course, they do sometimes miss the mark, but that is part of the experience. But most of the time, they get it right. And over time, as the system and the stylists working with it get to know you better, well, the company usually nails the look that you like. In fact, Stitch Fix has what it calls keep rates from fixes that have increased every quarter on record. So, as a differentiator, their evolving process of personalization makes Stitch Fix competitive. And that process is also evolving the company overall. Looking beyond the Fix experience that the company was founded on, they're now looking to create the personalized store where you can instantly purchase clothes that were curated especially for you. They envision a different new way of shopping based on personalized discovery. Stitch Fix believes that the next phase of e-commerce will be characterized by browsing and discovering with a personal touch, and that this will replace search-based shopping through endless catalogs. So in this new personalized store, browse and discover replaces search and scroll. It's an intriguing concept, and it makes you wonder, if there's ever going to be a threat to the search and scroll way that we have traditionally operated in the online world, it might look a little bit like the data-driven and personalized experience that Stitch Fix represents. With the future in mind, just one last quick example levels up the possibilities of personalization even further. In the top-grossing digital gaming platform Roblox, players are invited to take ownership of the experience as DIY developers and creators of their own multiplayer games. So not only can you play Roblox games, you can make them yourself. And every day, over 30 million players actively engage peer-to-peer in the user-generated content of what's known as the Roblox Metaverse. Yep. Metaverse. For the various experiences they build, Roblox developers and creators can earn in-game Robux, which can then be converted into real-world currency. In other words, with Roblox, you also have the potential to make money. In 2020, Roblox reports that over 960,000 developers and creators earned Robux, with nearly 250 of them monetizing $100,000 or more. It's kind of a new way of thinking about the idea of gamification, isn't it? This model goes beyond personalization. It empowers true ownership of experiences. And what are the implications of that? More importantly, what expectations of platform providers does it create in the minds of users? We shall see.
Thank you very much, Jean. And stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual Series here on CU Broadcast.